You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You can always get in touch with us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still ahead, a brand new created game from our tech producer in Madison right now, Mr. Dom Lee, a.k.a. the Italian Stallion, by way of his parents saying that. Yeah. Or as I call him, Jimmy Caesar.
Greg sounds skeptical about that nickname for some reason.
I mean, I'm not going to doubt your parents' love for you and what they think of you and your cultural background, your nationality.
Very
your
true.
I'm not going to do it. But I call you Jimmy Caesar. But he has a brand new game for us coming up in just a little bit. Plus, we'll be wrapping everything up with the nightcap. So don't go anywhere. We still have lots of fun. Plus, we'll be talking about the question night in just a moment. But up in Marinette, Wisconsin, a.k.a. Christmas City, USA, is Mr. Pete Schwabba in the Northeast. Down the coast is me in Radio Park in Racine. And then, as I said before, in Madison at HQ for Civic Media is Mr. Dom Lee on the ones and the twos. We are here with you tonight in the second hour of Nightlight. If you missed anything, you can always go to civicmedia.us and go to the shows page, and you can always download episodes, catch up on it. It's all curated. It's right there for you. It's like 2 months worth of shows. You can listen. Get your thoughts together. Let us know what you think. You can call or text 855-752-4842, 855-75-SICK. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform we still call Twitter. And two other ways you can get in touch with us, guys. Here's great. This is a great thing about technology and communications. You can do it is call, text, leave a voice message, listen to the shows, or get your news by downloading the Civic Media app. Wherever you get your apps, you can get it anytime you want. It's app. Absolutely free, so you can listen to us, or you can email us nightlight nitelite at civicmedia.us. You can let us know your thoughts on the show, give us guest ideas, topics to talk about, or give us a suggestion for the Nightlight Movie Club, which happens every single Thursday. And as announced earlier in the program, we will be watching the movie Ghostbusters. Yeah, we saw. We'll talk about that later.
It's ass.
Yeah, we're gonna be talking about that movie on Thursday. Last night we talked about Goodfellas. That was really, really fun. But Ghostbusters is next week's film of choice for the movie club. So watch the movie, rewatch the movie, be a part of it, be part of the conversation. We'd love to have it here. But without further ado, let's restate the question of the night so we can get into the great text messages we've been getting tonight. The question is, what is one of your favorite lyrics from a song? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. As always, as I just said twice now, we are streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Get in touch. Let us know your favorite lyrics from a song. Pete, let's start with you. What is one of your favorite lyrics from a song?
I have two. I went, one of my favorite lyrics is from a band called the Gigolo Ants, and the song was Where I Find My Heaven in Dumb and Dumber, and it's when they're on the mini bike, and it's got a great line. It says, the sacred moments of silliness are where I find my heaven, and I kind of live by that. I love that lyric. And then my other one is Bruce Springsteen at the end of the song Brilliant Disguised, God have mercy on the man who doubts what he's sure of. Just
wow.
Great.
That's really cool.
Great song.
Love it. Love it. Love that. Love that. Bruce Springsteen, he's really getting popular. He's going to make it, I think.
He's coming into his own. No question.
Yeah. His newer stuff. Oh my goodness gracious. I think he might be pretty famous. Dom, what about you, sir?
Well, this was a tough one.
Again, you knew the question was coming.
I just like to create suspense, you know? I got to say, I really like Nas, The World Is Yours. I really like that song.
Yeah,
and I really like what he says. The world is yours. Whose world is it? It's mine. It's mine. It's mine.
It's mine. It's mine. Yes. It's mine.
Yes. I love it. That was absolutely easily my favorite one. So
Godson is one of his best records. I love that record so much.
Really good.
Awesome. Excellent. Awesome. I had two. One of them is from the band Queens of the Stone Age, and the song is called The Vampire of Time and Memory off of their album Like Clockwork. The lyric goes, where is it right here? It says, "To be vulnerable is needed, most of all, if you intend to truly fall apart." And I just, when I hear him singing that line, I'm like, yes, you are truly right, Josh. You are right, Josh. And then the other one, I've been, Pete, you were talking earlier about like songwriters, lyrics, passion. I think you would really enjoy Stephen Wilson Jr. I just saw him last Friday at the Sylvie. And I'm kind of like, you know, I'm on that train right now. I'm like, you guys just listen to him. He's so, so good. But he has, he has a song called, I got the wrong one here. I picked the wrong one. You know what I did here? There it is. Okay, it's from a song called Cuckoo. It says, the sun goes up, the sun goes down, we all wind up 6 feet in the ground. That's right. And I just like that because it's what it is. It's true. That's how it rolls. So
yeah,
those are a couple of mine. There's tons of other ones, but those are the ones that like, that Queens of the Stone Age one always sticks with me. I could listen to that song 10 years ago. I still think about that lyric. So, but awesome. What do we got from the people out there in the world, Dom? We got texters on the text line letting us know their favorite songs and other things.
Oh, man, there's a lot. I actually have to scroll here. A lot of scrolling here. We got John Murray texting in from Madison. Yeah. Hotel California and In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins.
Yeah.
Overall songs great ones. Really good, yes. And then we got our very own Zommers texting in from WMDX. It's from Free Will by Rush. If you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice. Yes.
God. So happy they're touring again.
Let's see what else we got.
Thank you, Aaron.
Yes, thank you, Aaron. We also got Brett from Brown Deer saying, favorite lyrics, White Rabbit by Jefferson Airplane. Favorite quote from a song is, no eternal reward shall forgive us now for wasting the dawn. The Lizard King.
Wow. Whoa.
Nice, Brett.
Wow. Whoa.
All right.
Deep.
Very deep. Very deep. We got Monica from Mount Horeb saying, Cold War by Devo. I-I-O, nice. Owe you absolutely nothing. I-I-no, you positively disagree. Man, I wish I knew some of these songs. I feel like I would sing
Devo is a good band. Mm-hmm. Devo is a great band. Outside, like Whippet's a classic, but their catalog is so full. And the amount of people who have covered Devo, oh my goodness gracious. And they're still touring today.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mark Mothersbaugh, the Mothersbaugh brothers.
Well, Mark Mothersbaugh, of course. Yeah.
Okay. He like basically writes all the commercials nowadays. So
yeah, done some score work too. He's great.
Yeah.
Oh, we also got Jewel from Cross Plains listening on WMDX. His best lyrics is "Can I Kick It?"
Yes, you can.
Go for it, Jewel. Awesome.
Let's see what else we got. We got Melissa tuning in from Madison. Said favorite song lyrics: Johnny Mitchell. Everybody's saying that hell's the hippest way to go. Well, I don't think so. But I'm going to take a look around it, though. Blue.
I don't want to be that guy. It's Joni Mitchell.
Joni Mitchell. Okay. See?
Joni Mitchell.
Some of these texts, you know.
She's even before my time, Dom. Don't worry about it. It happens.
Let's see what else we got. Man, we got a lot here.
Yeah.
Let's see. We got Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids. I don't know if this is one. So it said history went a certain someone saw a sum of seashells sunning on the seashore. A silly sign this seems to say, and so he snaps and sent Sting.
That sounds like
Sting.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say that also sounds like a Tom Lehrer line. It's like very, you know,
that was real.
Tongue twister esque.
Yeah. Let's see what else we got. Oh man. We're only halfway through here. Yeah, Chris.
Yeah.
From listening on from Some Prayer, he says, until the color of a man's skin of no more significance than the color of his eyes, I say war. That's from Bob Marley's song War. The whole song is derived from an actual speech that the Emperor of Ethiopia, Haile Selassie, I said to the United Nations Assembly on October 4th of 1963. I would love to see somebody do a remake of it. It's something we could really use right now.
Wow. Don't disagree with that, my friend.
Great. That's a great one.
Oh, let's see here. We still got more.
You doing okay, Dom?
Maybe sub in.
Pete,
I'll
take over. Okay. Yeah, go ahead. There you go. Welcome to Pete, Greg, and Dom Reed.
It's the lefty out of the bullpen. Stay ready, Greg. You need to cancel that. This is AJ from Madison. You need to cancel that woman can't be president commercial coming from a woman, even if they say something after it. Come on. Now.
I do not know what that's from.
That might be from the news, actually. John Murray says creepiest lyric of the modern ever. Ringo Starr. She's 16. She's beautiful and she's mine. That is very creepy, except unless he's singing it in the voice of like he's. recalling his high school days or something?
But I, maybe, and here's the thing is, like, I looked it up. I'm like, oh, is that a cover song? But no, it was on a solo album that he wrote when he was 33. So I don't know what he was going. And maybe it's telling a story. I have no idea.
Yeah. That's kind of what I was saying. John also says, Darkest Hotel California. Relax, said the Nightman. We are programmed to receive. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. That is a pretty creepy or dark lyric. Thank you. John from Columbia County. I read that one earlier. The Trader Vic's werewolf from London. Great one. Thank you, John. Yeah. And then we've got John also says, oh, by the way, England voted the best line ever about a decade ago. Rest in peace, Warren. There. He's a big Warren. Warren's a fan. Anna from Madison says, hi, Pete and Greg. My favorite song lyric is Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo. Lordy Mama, Light My Fuse. This is from the 1973 song by Rick Derringer.
Wow, that's a hard left turn.
I love that.
I love that.
John says, from Columbia County, says, and on David Letterman, when asked his meaning of life, enjoy every sandwich. He's referring to Warren Zevon, of course. I remember that. That was so great. And finally, 262, the first thing I met was a fly with a buzz from the song Horse with No Name by America. I love that song, but I love Endure Highway even more. So,
oh, yeah, that's a great song.
How are we doing on time, Greg?
Don't ask me.
We're doing good on time.
I'll read a couple from Facebook here.
Let me read some. I'll read some from my Facebook page here. My friend Phil says she's got some issues, but I've got some too. I know she's broken. If she needs a fix, I'll be her tool. It's a hidden track off The Art of Disappointment by The Benjamins. That's a band I've not heard of in a long time. Oh, my goodness. My buddy Pete, who I was in a band with Phil a long time ago. Nice. Most things I worry about never happen anyway. It's Tom Petty.
Tom Petty.
Dear friend of mine, Sarah, living in St. Louis, says, not sure if it is my favorite, but right now I have Jack Johnson in my head. You don't always have to hold your head higher than your heart. Oh, boy. Mm. And then finally, Scott Delaney. This does not surprise me. You guys don't know him, but if you knew Scott, this makes sense. It's my belief that my big balls should be held every night. Bon Scott, Big Balls, AC/DC.
I remember that song. I knew exactly what you were reading that from when I heard that. How sad is that? Because when I was a young kid, I was like, I don't think I'm supposed to be listening to this.
AC/DC, especially in the 70s, was quite risque. It was laden with double entendre and things like that. So we're going to get to more of your text messages and Facebook messages as we go through the show. Again, folks, if you're just joining us right now, the question of the night is, what is your favorite lyric from a song or your favorite lyrics from songs? It doesn't have to just be one. It could be many. And then also really quick before we get out of here, I wanted to say this. Danny Wheels on the live stream, quote, and it slowly takes the best of me and it fills me with the tragedy. It's getting hard to breathe. And it's hard enough to believe when you're trying constantly the tragedy by dancing upon nothing. Wow.
Wheels is deep. Wow. Love Danny Wheels.
Let's go back to Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo, man. It's Casual Friday. But yeah, we'll be reading more from you all. Your text messages, your messages on the live stream. Love to hear from you. As always, 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still ahead, a brand new game created by producer Dom in Madison. What's it called again? True or false?
Real or fake Trump edition.
Real or fake?
Trump edition.
Real or fake? I added a little Trump edition. There it is. All right. He took the note from Pete. All right. There we go. All right. All coming up in just a little bit. Don't go anywhere. Stick around. You are listening to and or watching Nightlight with Pete and Greg on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned. Stay close. Science!
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You can always be part of the conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still ahead, we're going to be wrapping everything up with the nightcap. We'll be talking about all the stuff we did tonight and what we've learned. Also, before we get to, I usually say this at the end of the show, but just so you know, next Monday, we'll be talking to writer, director, all things comedic genius, David Zucker on the show. He's returning to the show again. We'll be talking about everything he's been up to, things he's working on. But it's going to be great to talk to him. I've actually never spoken to him. Pete, you've had him on the show before.
Yeah.
But he'll be re- returning. Wisconsin native. Love to hear from him. Cannot wait. That'll be Monday. And then, of course, we'll be talking to Ben Giles. He's the owner and founder of the organization called Laughable. They are currently running the, I think it's Oshkosh?
Oshkosh's funniest comedian. Yeah,
Oshkosh's funniest comedian. Yeah. So that'll all be on Monday. So stick around for that. Stick around, but we'll be doing that on Monday. But that'll be a lot of fun. But now it's time, because it's Casual Friday, where we kick back, relax, let everything to the wayside, and we have some fun, because it's all about fun on the Friday.
It's always about fun.
I am copywriting that. Fun on the Friday. It's now time for a brand new game by producer Dom in Madison. Dom, tell us more about this game.
All right, so let's see how this goes. All right, this is a new creation. This is something we haven't played out yet. So let's just see how this goes. We all know Trump has created kind of random things, right? But the question is, what is real and what did I just make up of things that Trump has made? Okay.
When you say made, you mean like a product or something?
Like a product, yes. Like a product.
Okay, fair enough.
All right.
Then nothing. He's made nothing.
True. Okay. That makes sense. But
it's like Elon Musk. He's made nothing.
Yes, that's true.
See, they're there?
all right. Let's do this thing. It's time for Real or Fake Trump Edition. The sources will also be in the show notes if anyone wants to check those out, where I got these answers from, okay?
You did your research, buddy.
Yeah, nicely done.
Let's do it, all right? You guys, actually, this is a competition too, all right? So we have a couple questions here, and I think, what's the score line right now? I think
Pete's winning.
Pete is winning.
Pete's won two, if not three. I've won three. One.
Yep, I think it's three. Okay. All right. One,
all right. Okay. Right. Okay. All
I
right.
thought it was four, but okay.
Well, let's do this thing. All right. Question one. All right. Real or fake? Trump energy drink. Is that a real or fake thing?
I think it's real.
Pete?
I'm going to say fake.
It is fake. It is fake. Darn it. Is not.
See,
it
I'm
is not.
Off to...
Yeah, it's not a real thing. So Pete gets that point right there. Okay.
Okay.
All we're gonna be doing is giving people an idea with this game. People are gonna be like, you know what? That sounds genius. I'll make Trump energy drink. I'm gonna make it Trump. You'll love it so much, your hands will turn purple.
Trump with like a lightning bolt on the side of it or something.
Yeah.
I know.
With six pack abs.
Right. Yeah. Shockingly,
I love it. Yeah. I love energy. I love drinks. I don't do the alcohol. Drink the alcohol. It's
weird. My Trump has only gotten better because I listen to so many other people do Trump. It's the only reason. I didn't practice this.
It was the same with Clinton. I had so many friends that could do Clinton. And like, well, yeah. You know.
All right, let's keep going. One, so, yes, shockingly, that has actually never happened. He's never made his own energy drink. Question two.
Give it time.
Yeah.
Trump steaks. Is that real?
True.
Or is that fake?
It's real. It's real.
Dom, who are you talking to?
Pete?
It's real, and they're delicious.
Whoa. It's delicious. All right, well, that's real. There was real Trump steaks.
Correct.
Trump were. The optimal word is were.
No, nobody at Omaha Steaks was all that worried.
It was made and then it was gone within 2 months. So it was like a very short time, but it was crazy. And I didn't know that.
And that was happening before he was running for anything. I think that was pre-apprentice. Mm-hmm. That's when that happened.
It said it was in 2007. So wow. Yeah. That is
gross.
All right. I can't believe that. All right. Question three. You guys each get a point there. Pete is up 2-1. Question three. Trump's baby diapers. Is that real or is that fake?
Fake.
Come on now.
He hates
fake.
Kids.
Fake.
The question is correct. Or no, it is wrong. It's fake. It is fake. Wow. It is fake. I threw you for a loop
doing,
there.
What are you doing, man? What are you doing?
Sorry, it feels real, but it isn't. So it is fake. Baby diapers are not a real thing.
All right.
Not a real product.
Trump.
I'm being
Trump
very
dumpers.
Respectful with
Trump
that one.
Trump dumpers. He's missing an opportunity here.
Get yourself a pair of Trumpers. They're the best. They're super, super comfortable. They're very, very nice.
Right.
I'm not just the creator. I'm also a client.
Nice.
All right. So Pete is still up 3-2. All right. We're going to keep it going here. Question four. Trump vodka. Is that real or is that fake?
That's a good question because
I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say, give me a moment. Just give me a moment. Give me a moment. God, give me a moment, guys.
Ooh. Ooh, okay.
Take your time, man.
Yeah.
I just didn't want dead air.
Take your time. Just don't Google.
Mm-hmm.
I,
I can Google because I've already.
There's no Googling. Okay, I'm going to say, you said Trump. I'm going to say
Trump vodka.
You said true, right, Pete?
I said that exists, yes.
Okay. I'm going to go with true as well.
Trump vodka is real, yes.
Okay. However, it's not Donnie T. It's Eric. He's bringing it back anyway. I think Trump originally lost it. They did lose it, but then it's coming back now. It was discontinued in 2011 due to low sales.
Shocking.
But it was a thing at one point. It was a thing at one point.
Even though I don't drink, I love Trump vodka because sometimes you just need to get away. On a casual Friday, like with Pete and Greg, when we come back, we're going to be doing more of this game, Real or Fake Trump Edition, right now. Don't go anywhere. The news is coming up in just a little bit. The fake news.
Just kidding. It's the real news. I'm just kidding. It's the Rich real news.
Little. You're Rich Little.
Yeah, I'm not making Rich Little money or Byron Allen money for that matter. But no, we're going to be coming back in just a little bit. We got the news coming up right now. So come on back for more with Real or Fake Trump Edition. You are listening and or watching Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned and stay close. Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. As always, get in touch with us. Call or text. It's the same number. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Tonight's question is, what is one of your favorite lyrics from a song? You can always drop that in. You can send it via text. You can send it via the live stream. You can also get on the Civic Media app and contact us that way. Call, text, or leave a voice message. We'd love to hear from you. And also, really quick, I want to do this. Sydney Politics on the live stream says, his favorite lyric is, "You'll catch on in a flash, then you'll come, then you can monster mash. Happy New Year." Plus, this is very important, he said, "And if it isn't too much trouble, it's Rachel's birthday tomorrow, so maybe a little shout out." Happy birthday, Rachel.
Happy birthday, Rachel.
Yeah.
She is truly Sydney's better half.
Yeah.
And I like Rachel. Sydney, but you know.
And I'll say this, and I don't say this often, guys. Rachel, Sydney, Happy New Year. All right. So we're continuing the newest version of Gameries, that coming from Mr. Dom Lee in Madison. He is in Madison right now in the ones and two. Pete Schwab, of course, is in Christmas City, USA, Marinette, Wisconsin, up on the Northeast Coast. And I am in Radio Park here in Racine. We are playing true or fake or real Trump edition, or
fake or real Trump edition.
Now I'm just going to talk like that forever.
You're doing good. You're doing really good.
Oh, my gosh.
Go home and talk like that to your wife all night.
No, thank you. She will be like, hey, you know, you could always sleep in the garage.
You know who else probably doesn't like that voice? Melania.
Melania. Or as Dom calls her, Melonia.
Yeah. Melonia.
Yeah, that was a... Yeah.
My Melonia has a first name. It's D-I-V-O-R-C-E. Okay. There we go.
All right, let's go back to the game. All right, we're on question five, all right? Right now,
I've got
four?
One billion points. Oh, no.
No. Right now, Greg, you have three. Pete has 4 points, all right?
Yeah,
you
course,
haven't missed,
of course he
you
does.
Haven't missed a question so far, Pete.
A question?
All right.
Fine. It's great.
Question
great
five.
What?
Question five, real or fake? Trump, a Trump board game. Was that real or was that fake?
Ooh. It's like Monopoly, only more depressing.
I think that's what it is.
I think it's real. Yeah, I think it's real.
I think it's real, too.
Yeah.
You think it's real? Well, guess what? It is. It was a real game, which was crazy.
Was. Again, was.
Yep. It was first released in 1989 called Trump the Game. Basically, Monopoly. It was basically Monopoly. Yeah. 1989.
Oh, God. Monopoly is bad enough. Monopoly as a life lesson on capitalism is bad enough. When you throw Trump in the mix, it's just disgusting.
All right.
I love monopolies.
I was waiting for that.
It's the greatest.
Let's go to number six. All right. Let's question.
Please,
six.
Could we?
Let's do it.
We're moderator now.
We're just the lowly contestants. It's not like you're trying to throw us into bits. You're not Byron Allen or something.
All right. Question six. Real or fake? Trump toilet paper. Real or fake?
Fake.
Okay, so here's the question. Can I ask a follow-up question?
Yeah, I have a question too. Go ahead, Greg. We might have the same question.
Is this a product put out by Trump or a product put out about and making fun of Trump? That's the question. Like, is that the baseline for all questions?
Because these are all
because this is a trick question. If it's that's the thing I'm saying.
It could be. I mean, I can't really say, right? Or else I'd give it away. You know
I'll
what I mean?
Say this. It's true that Trump toilet paper exists. That's what I'll say.
I'm going to say that, too, because I'm sure I've heard of that. But I don't think Trump, he's too vain to put something like that
out. And you know what? I will give you guys both a point because it is fake. Okay. However, it exists as a parody merch. So it wasn't his, but it does exist as a parody
merch. You tried to trick us.
I did. And you guys got it. Okay.
You know what? I'm going to, where's that Jimmy John's gift card? I'm going to rip that up right now.
Don't do that.
It's actually dynamite toilet paper, in his defense.
Yeah, one ply, absorbent, comforting.
Gosh, and it has his face on it. Wow.
Jeez. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Question 7: real or fake? Trump University.
Fake. Oh, sorry.
Oh, real.
Trump University.
I mean,
real.
Was.
I got a scholarship there, an academic scholarship, and I was a C student.
And because of ongoing lawsuits, I cannot comment further on this matter.
Very good. And it was true. I had to throw a meatball in there every now and then. You know?
Was that the family feud?
It was.
Yes, it was.
We're going to get sued. here's a really quick question, Dom, before we get back into it. In your deep research for this game,
yes,
were you shocked by some of the products that are real?
Yes, a lot of them, actually. I can't believe it. Okay. Even the one we were talking about yesterday with the passports. I mean, that's crazy enough as it is. So
we're just scratching the surface.
I'll let everyone behind the scenes on this. Like, I'll pull back the curtain, if you will, give you the BTS. Thank you. You're welcome. That's nice. A technical. I'm in the industry. This game originally was going to be called Trump or North Korea because the story that had come out that they erected like a 20-foot gold statue of Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago, and someone put it next to a statue of Kim Jong-un.
Mm-hmm.
And my thought was like, oh, Trump or North Korea. There we go.
Yes.
But we evolved it into something a little bit like more fun, I think. I feel like after a while, that would start to get real dark.
I think it would be. but it's not far off. All right.
Yeah.
Question 8, real or fake? Trump flamethrower, real or fake?
That's fake.
I'm going to say fake too, yeah.
That's fake, yeah.
All right. It is fake. It is fake.
Wow.
Who's the guy?
Elon Musk put out a flamethrower.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Somebody used to do a joke about that. Like, who invented the flamethrower? Like, a guy's just sitting there and goes, yeah, I really hate that guy, but he's so far away. No, I'd really like to set that guy on fire, but he's
look, I don't like that guy at all, but when it comes down, I am too lazy to get up and walk 13 feet.
It's kind of a cool gadget, yeah.
It's such a cool gadget.
It's a great joke.
It's a cool gadget.
Oh, my God.
All right, we have 2 more questions, but we also have bonus questions if you guys are down, okay? If you guys are ready to go.
Why not?
So down them up.
Okay. Yep. There we go. We got question 9. Real or fake? Trump sneakers. Real or fake?
Oh, that's real.
That's real.
Real?
It's real.
Oh, man.
Jumpers. Yeah, he made like hoop shoes.
Yeah, he made
like gold and red and sparkly
and
Dorothy.
Big T on it. Oh, my God. Yeah. People bought them. Ugh.
Yeah, it's...
They
yeah.
can't be comfortable.
Listen, they're not bad. I mean, I haven't dunked in years, but...
You were right. It was real. Yep, it was real.
Is this still just a 1-point lead?
It's still a 1-point lead. Greg only got one question. You guys are doing really, really good. Better than any other quiz so far. The Brain Rock quiz was a whole different issue. All right, let's do...
This felt insulting to me.
Yeah. You remember.
I still believe that the word cooked, you did not make that up. You simply appropriated it for your generation. I'm just going to put that out there right now.
Yeah, I agree.
Still sore about that one.
I believe
still, no cap. I don't know if that was correct, but...
That was good.
Did I say it right?
You said it perfect.
Yeah! Can I have an extra point?
You cooked. Yes, you cooked. All right. Question 10. All right. Real or fake? Trump fragrance.
Oh.
Frank.
Yeah. Why does this smell like dirty money? Ugh.
I think that exists, but I don't know if it's a product. I'm going to say.
It's definitely in the was category.
I'll say true, Dom.
I'll say. Wait. The last one was shoes. The one before that was.
Flamethrower.
Could be a foot spray.
I'm going to go true.
You guys both said true, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was true. It was true. Yep, yep.
I thought you might go false on that, Greg, because you could have made up a point if I was wrong.
But. I'm going on law of averages and, like, you know, patterns here too. It's not just the questions; it's all the pattern in the questions. So I'm just.
It's called Trump victory. That was the Frank Rince.
Disgusting.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Disgusting.
It smells like a winner.
Do you have a stepdad you really don't like? Trump victory. For whatever day you want to give it to him. You have that stepdad that you still call Matt, even though he says, you can call me dad. I'll call you Matt.
All right. We have two bonus questions, too. Let's do them. All right. Cool. Let's do them.
Cool.
Questions aren't going to ask themselves.
Absolutely. Lord. I'm trying over here. All right.
I know. I'm teasing you.
Question 11, real or fake? Trump pet food. Bonus question. Trump pet food. Is that real or fake?
Because he hates pets. He hates animals.
He hates kids and pets. I got to say fake, too. As much as I want to give Greg a shot here, I got to say fake.
Thanks.
And well, to tie it.
It was fake. It was fake. It
there,
was.
There you go.
Got it again. Wow.
Yeah, there's no way. There's nothing about that man. Like they could be like, it'll make you $1 billion. Like, no, I don't like that. I don't like dogs. Dogs don't. For some reason, dogs don't like me. I don't understand it.
Yep. No official Trump kibble. No.
They hate
Trump
my kibble. Kids too, especially Bear, and he's like 32 feet tall and weird.
Well, okay, then we have one last one. I mean, if
which means
okay.
At
best, it can tie. Yes. All right. Yeah. Last question. This was a bonus question. Real or fake? Trump guitars, real or fake?
Oh, that's an interesting.
Real. I'm going real. I'm going right. Yep.
I'll give you a shot because I don't know. I'll say fake.
You'll say fake.
They're real.
It was real. You guys tied.
Yeah, they're real.
You guys tied.
I knew that. Wow. I knew that already. Holy So the Trump guitars. Yay.
There you go. Nice.
The Trump guitars are like the Trump phone, like, and the Trump watch that came out a couple years ago as well.
Watch.
Yeah, like these, the Trump, well, people are still waiting for the Trump phone.
Correct.
And the Trump watch was hilarious. Within 24 hours, watch experts around the world were like, this is junk. Like I don't even need to like examine them. They're junk. And the Trump guitars were the same thing. They're cheaply made guitars that are assembled. They're kick guitars with a graphic on top of them. And people are paying a lot of money. I want to actually look this up real quick because it's just another how much.
That was the one that surprised me.
Trump guitars.
Like, stay in your lane, dude. Like, why did you?
The Trump guitar was between $1,250 to wait for it, $11,000.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. And nobody who, I'm not saying there aren't musicians who don't like Donald Trump, but like, that's just a weird business plan.
Yes, I mean, well, that's the thing is you diversify. Well, the thing is, well, okay, first of all, a lot of those products aren't his products. They're people making those products who have licensed his name, like his buildings. He doesn't own those buildings. He licenses his names to those buildings. So he's not in the garage making the guitars or creating the watches. Someone just says, I have watches. I can slap another $500 on there if I just put your name. Okay, if you give me a little, you wet my beak.
Where's the president? He's in the garage woodworking. He's got to get three guitars done by 3 o'clock.
Donald Trump. Businessman, president, luthier. That's all you need in this world. So,
hey guys, I got to read this. This is at one of our texters who's a regular texter. We've not heard from him in ages. Steady Eddie.
Yeah.
He says, Nightlight Crew, my favorite lyric, life ain't easy on the street. Life is hard on the boulevard. When you ain't got nothing to eat, life ain't easy on the street. Lyrics from the song he wrote says, life ain't easy on the street.
There you go.
He's not Steady Eddie tonight. He's Steadfast Edward. Great to hear from you, buddy. Can we get some ovation there?
Yeah, let's get some ovation. Good job, Eddie.
I love that.
Yeah, really good.
Very nice to hear from you, Steady Eddie. Good to hear from you, buddy.
All right, cool, folks. Well, thank you very much, Dom, for...
That was fun, Dom.
That was a very fun game. I know way more about terrible Trump products than I thought I did.
Yeah, the guitar really just threw me off. It did.
That was like the big arch of quiz shows, I think.
I mean, truly, absolutely. I mean, only a true guy named Jimmy Caesar could make such a great quiz. Oh, I'm sorry, if we're being fancy, James Caesar.
Ooh, I like that one.
James Caesar, if you're nasty. All right.
Love it.
All right, we're gonna take another short break, pay some more bills. Come on back, because we're gonna be wrapping everything up with the nightcap, figuring out what we learned, as well as reading the last bits of text messages and messages from y'all about tonight's question: what is your favorite lyrics from a song? 855-752-4842, 855-757-7. We are streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter, or get in touch with us via the Civic Media app. Don't go anywhere. Here comes the nightcap, and play us out, Mr. Stephen Wilson Jr. You're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You want to be in touch with us? You want to be part of the show? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Call or text. It's the same number. You can always comment on the live stream, Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter, or get in touch with us via the Civic Media app. It's absolutely free. Download it. Get it on your phone or your device. Be part of the show. Listen to shows. Get your news. Take it with you wherever you'd like in the world. Get that Civic Media app. Again, it's app. Absolutely free. Also, you can get in touch with us via our email, Nightlight, N-I-T-E-L-I-T-E, at civicmedia.us. If you have an idea for a guest, subject matter, you want to suggest a movie for the Nightlight Movie Club, we'd love to hear from you at nightlight@civicmedia.us. We're very excited for Monday's show. We'll be talking to Brian Giles. I think I called him Ben before. Brian Giles, he's the owner.
Ben. It's Ben.
Oh, it is Ben. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's I'm just going to change that right there. Ben Giles, who is the owner and founder of the organization called Laughable, and he runs Oshkosh Funniest Comedian, which is a competition going on. So he'll be on the program on Monday. But also, Mr. David Zucker, writer, producer, director, performer, Wisconsin native, he will be on the show. You know his movies like The Naked Gun and Airplane and The Naked Gun 2, Naked Gun 3, Airplane 2. He will be on the program.
Of the screams he directed, Scream, yeah. And Basketball. Yeah.
Yes. Oh my God, Basketball. I saw that movie on opening night. So he will be on the program. I'm very, very excited. His movies were highly influential to me growing up. So he will be here on Monday. It'll be a great program. So come on back. We'll be here. Same bat time, same bat station. But before we get out of here, we're going to get to some more text messages and more Facebook messages on the question of the night. What is one of your favorite lyrics from a song? Go ahead. Dom, what do we got left on the text line?
Got a few left. We got Mike from Cottage Grove listening on WMDX says, sometimes the light's all shining on me. Other times I can barely see. And that's by The Grateful Dead.
Nice.
Very nice. And then we have John listening on WMDX. Ooh, this one. Derringer? The first band.
Derringer.
Derringer. Yeah, you guys might need to help me out with this one. First band I saw was like 1978. It was Rock and Roll.
Hoochie Coo.
Hoochie Coo. Same, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Lordy, I got you. Rest in peace. Okay.
That rest in peace, Mr. Derringer. Okay. Pete, what do we got on the Facebook page?
Matt Harper, a rock rap artist from Green Bay, says, Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd. He thinks it's one of the best written songs ever. You probably get a lot of agreement there. Tim Baker says, Get Up and Get Your Grandma Out of Here. Kiss Deuce. JB Thompson, the guy behind the guy, says, Know When to Hold Him, Know When to Fold Him. Kenny Rogers. Dan Davies says, excuse me while I kiss the sky. I think Jimi Hendrix, of course. Sean Boyce also says, just two lost souls swimming in a fish bowl.
More Pink Floyd.
Wish You Were Here. Great, great stuff, Sean. Rob Martin says, stop this train. I want to get off and go home again. I can't take the speed it's moving in. I know I can't, but honestly, won't someone stop this train? I believe that's John Mayer. Thank you, Rob. Dave Hendrick, my pal, says, you say you've lost your faith, but that's not where it's at. You had no idea. You had no faith to lose, and you know it. I don't know that song. You, Greg?
Nope.
Dave's Mike says, Papa, 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 ooh, mau, mau, Papa.
Oh, yeah.
Like an adult film score there. Okay, that's one of those. Vince says, well, my daddy come on the Ohio Works when he come home from World War II. Now the yard's just scrap and rubble. He said, them boys did what Hitler couldn't do.
Dang. Bruce. Dang.
And he says, one more Bruce. Now those memories come back to haunt me. They haunt me like a curse. Is it a dream? A lie? If it don't come true, or is it something worse that sends me down to the river? Though I know the river is dry, of course, from the river. Tim Joy says, and in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make. Beatles?
The Beatles, yeah.
I think, yeah.
The final song on the final Beatles album.
Yeah, and our pal John Scott says, the girl looks so good, she gave eyesight to the blind baby, Robert Bradley's Blackwater Surprise.
There you go.
Ian MacArthur says, Carly Simon, Jeff Schmidt, Pearl Jam, I Am Mine, Steve Salzman, Mary Ash, Dancing Queen, Scott Tom. These are great. There's so many to read. Thank you, everybody. These are outstanding. If I miss one, I apologize.
I'm going to do two more here from my Facebook page here from my favorite brother-sister team ever, Dave and Kathy. All I want from tomorrow is to get better than today. Jacob's Ladder by Huey Lewis and the News. There we go. And then Kathy says, a woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle. That's you too right there.
and then one final
text message. From Stu in Jefferson, listening on WMDX. I know someday you'll have a beautiful life. I know someday you'll be a star. Somebody else, you'll be a star in someone else's sky. But why can't it be mine? Pearl Jam, Black. The song. Oh my God, that first Pearl Jam record,
outstanding,
is amazing. I listened that album back to front over and over again growing up. I love that record so much. Thank you so much, Stu. Thank you everyone who got in touch with us. Pete, what did you learn tonight?
Oh man, how was I not expecting that? I learned
you're like Dom right now.
Oh yeah, no kidding. I learned that Donald Trump has put a lot of products out that are no longer in circulation. I'm still waiting for my Trump shoes, by the way.
Dom,
same thing. Yeah, like Trump has his own guitar. That's insane to me. That's just insane to me.
Yeah,
yeah. That was
He plays beautifully.
He does.
I learned that Trump has a lot of products that are in the was or were column. So
the bin,
yeah, the bin, but you know, it's like anybody, like those people, you know, who collect a lot of Star Wars or other. There's some guy somewhere who's like, yeah, check out my Trump collection. I'm like, no, I don't, Matt. I really don't. Thank you very much. All right, folks, we got to get on out of here. Make way for the weekend because the weekend's here. And as Loverboy said, we're all working for the weekend. But as always, I want to thank Dom and Tucker and Traffic and Engineering for all the things they do. They make sure these microphones turn on. To everybody who called or texted or left a comment on the live stream, whoever emails us, thank you so much for being a part of the show. I want to thank Mike Siegel for being on the program as well. Again, next Monday, David Zucker and Ben Giles will be on the show. So come on back. Have some fun. Just, you know, kick back and relax. We really want to and dance with us. Pete is dancing right now on the live stream. So,
dancing.
Folks, Dom's dancing as well. So, folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Don't go anywhere. We still got lots of great programming here on Civic Media. And, Pete, say goodnight to the people.
Good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.